Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Broken Blinds, A Blue Lobster, and Donnie Baker. All that's coming up right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
If you want to see Pat Godwin, what would you do?
Oh, you got to go to bobandtom.com.
Nope. You have to go to his apartment complex.
Oh, look in the window.
Look in the windows because his blinds are locked open.
No, they're broken. You're missing the point.
Once again,
they
some
all
lady,
broke at the same
lady
time.
Went over to Pat's house, and you let her in, and
she's very sweet.
Why don't you text the babysitter and have her try to pull
I did. In fact, Josh has the text that I
sent. Yeah, Pat sent me the screenshots from this morning from
what
the babysitter saying they are broken. They must be busted.
Well, do we have if we get the name brand, maybe we can, is there a little platelet on them somewhere that has the name brand of the blinds? In the meantime, I'll remind you that Mr. Godwin is...
I could do a song for you.
Currently in the Oxford Gold Performance Room, and let's do the song, Pat, go.
She just walked in my apartment. The girl was looking fine. She was trying to be helpful. Said I needed more sunshine. She broke my blinds. The girl, she broke my blinds. Doggone girl.
I love this song.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh, yeah.
That is very nice. Thank you,
Pat. The girl is mine.
Let's see. Oh, there's Josh. There's Willie. I'm Tom. There's Chick. Everybody seems to be present and accounted for. Thank you very much. Now,
yep, your babysitter. That's her.
Can you get that?
Oh, she's also been kidnapped. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
All right, Donnie, what's up?
I'm good. Pat, that was a good song, but next time add some horns to it.
That's what I always say, Donnie. Yeah,
thanks, Tom. I don't think you guys followed the news over the weekend, but I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm over these ginger revealing parties. I swear to God, man, in the past month, we've had an explosion that basically caused an earthquake.
Yeah.
And then another caused a forest fire, all caused revealing gingers.
And
how's the doctor going to know if the baby's going to have red hair anyway? Yeah.
It's gender, Donnie. It's called a gender reveal party if the baby's going to be a boy or a girl, male or female.
Okay, well, makes a lot more sense, I was going to say. But remember back when these revealing parties was like when the baby came out of the woman's stomach, and the doctor would be, cut the cord, not the sword. Congratulations, you got a boy.
Of course, yes.
Love or like if it's a girl, you know, the baby had girl plumbing, doc would be like, oh, damn, it's girl. Well, welcome to a lifetime of worry, complaining, and crying, you know. I'll say it like this. All this revealing should be left for the birth. State law. Uh-huh. And I heard last week, I heard Ronda Rousey's got herself all pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, so much for the comeback. She's lucky I didn't put a baby in her.
Why?
You know? Mm. Well, because between her MMA skills and what I learned, discount karate, not to mention what I can do with the switchblade, hell, our baby probably come out carving its own C-section. Swear to God.
Wow.
Man, I better run.
Yeah.
I only got 5 minutes left on break, and then breakfast burritos off the food truck this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, just breached my balloon knot.
Oh,
I think this one's a boy.
Oh,
a big boy.
Oh,
I'm crowning.
Yeah, get that thing.
Okay. All right, Tommy.
Go poop.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that.
Ginger reveal, that would be.
That would be totally different.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of those, frankly.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, well.
You've never done that? You've never had the cake or anything?
Cake's fine, right?
Yeah, cake would be okay.
Cake's okay, but the things with the cannon. And didn't somebody get killed again last week doing one of these?
There's one in the,
something exploded.
Airplane. And
I don't even think you've told anybody you're pregnant recently. I mean, ever, now that I think about it. Evidently, Willie's your son. I didn't know you were even a father. So the way you like to keep things secret
that's
in your
true.
Life.
That's
absolutely true.
Man has a private life.
There it is.
Gentlemen.
It's like a card game.
This is some kind of a show. Oh, wait a minute.
No, this is a show. We've been a family longer than most of us' families.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay. Now,
see you guys tomorrow.
Christy, I thought we had an odd story not too long ago about a yellow lobster.
Yeah, we
have. I don't know if you guys remember this.
I do.
Well, now there's one about a blue one.
Oh, yeah, these happen every now
and then. And I saw, have you seen the picture of this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a bright, almost glowing blue.
It was caught off the coast of Cornwall in England. England's National Lobster Hatchery reported Mr. Tom Lamborn had been angling off the coastal town of Penzance earlier this month when he pulled up the strikingly azure-colored foot-long crustacean.
No, when you said he's off the coast of Penzance,
where the pirates are from.
Right.
I saw Josh did that. HMS Pinafore trigger went to
him. Has anybody actually watched that whole thing?
I have not.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. I can't imagine.
Oh, you've never seen HMS Pinafore?
I've never seen the whole thing.
Oh,
no.
Right.
You've watched that.
Yeah.
Kevin Klein, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge touring hit in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Bunch of famous people, and Judge Jim Belushi was in it.
Mineral and vegetable.
Jim Belushi was in it.
I didn't know that.
What? Famously, yeah. Under a rather unfortunate circumstance, which I probably shouldn't have brought up.
I see.
With every pie.
He had to skip a week.
I mean, his brother died.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Had to go to the funeral.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, what? This is new. Belushi died? Who knew?
Too soon.
We're talking about a rare blue lobster, I thought. According to this guy, with every pot, you
bitch.
Never. Oh,
oh,
my God.
Joshua.
Look at how hard Christy's laughing. She knows what I'm doing.
Yeah, as she keys your car.
Your Honor, she knew what I meant.
Yeah. Your Honor.
I was just kidding.
That was so out of nowhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I really a bitch?
Not at all. No. That's the joke.
With blatant hostility. Nobody does it better.
Am I really a bitch?
Right here.
Tom Lamborn said, with every pot, you never know what's going to be inside. And I've certainly never seen a lobster that color before.
Mm.
The blue version of lobsters occurs only once in every 2 million of the creatures. Mr. Lamborn snapped photos of his find, but released it back to the ocean because it was too small and too young to keep and eat. Had it been bigger, Lamborn said he would have given it to the lobster hatchery.
Right.
The blue lobster. Mm-hmm. Pat, did you?
Blue lobster for dinner. My son Jimmy, he'll have one too. I don't have enough cash, so we're going to dine and dash. But we're having blue lobster for dinner. Thank you very much.
Elvis had a lot of blue. He had blue Christmas.
Blue shoes.
Blue Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Blue moon. Blue eyes crying
blue
in the rain.
Blue on the bathroom floor.
He was sad a lot.
Blue moon of Kentucky.
Patrick.
What? He died.
Blue on the bathroom
He did turn blue on the bathroom floor.
Come on.
I'm sure he did, yeah.
Remember when he sang...
Joseph.
He sang to Linda Ronstadt, Blue Bayou.
No. That's point sort of an insider. I think it was blown.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay, here's another. So this does happen occasionally. Another blue lobster here. This one was in Maine, and they kept it.
Yeah.
The owner of Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I love a good
clam bar.
Fascinating.
Arnold's Clam Bar.
Yes.
So they caught a blue lobster, and they kept it.
Well.
Yeah, yo, how about that?
At Arnold's Lobster.
Well, I mean.
You can go see it.
Arnold's Clam Bar is what I call my bed.
Arnold,
do you have a room called the, I should say, do you have a sex move called the Blue Lobster?
I sure do. Involves pinching?
Yeah.
I'd like you to meet the claw.
Sounds, you like to be pinched?
Sounds steamy.
No, not really.
If I pinched your ass?
Oh.
Okay.
What about your nips?
Pinched
those nips?
My goodness.
Hey, lady, can I pinch your nips?
Oh. Nobody likes that
no
guy.
No one likes that.
That is creepy. No.
Boy, I'm so glad this is our last show.
Okay. We had a good run.
More time for me to pinch nips.
What's it been, 30 years?
I turn blue. The rubber band is too tight around my head.
Oh, goodness, no.
Would you ever do that, Tom? Tie anybody up and start pinching them?
No.
Tickle them with a feather? Maybe break out the cat of nine tails?
Yeah, you know, tickle their ass with a feather?
A little hot wax?
Yeah, I got that kind of time.
Yeah.
That's why.
Clamps.
You
like clamps?
He's too busy.
I'm going to set my house on fire with this candle right now. Could we move on?
I said it before, I'll say it again. How are you still in a relationship? I have no idea. Man. Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Let's go. What do you got?
A man has been rescued after a tree trapped him inside a porta potty.
Oh.
The Barlow Volunteer Fire Department in Pennsylvania said its crew was called to a location in Gettysburg Friday afternoon.
Did you see this?
No.
This was, you mentioned this happened in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard the 911 call.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and she said, what's the Gettysburg address?
Oh. That's what she said.
And then, No, I mean, where's the guy in the porta potty?
Well, he was trapped when high winds downed a tree that toppled onto the portable toilet. Assistant Chief Joe Robinson said crews cut away the tree with a chainsaw, then cut the portable toilet open with another saw. Robinson added that the man was, quote, very lucky the large tree had just missed striking him.
Man. Can you imagine? I have a theory. I'll bet that the time spent in the act of defecation in a porta potty is universally shorter than it would be in any other kind of toilet facility.
Well, I think that's a fair assertion.
Well,
yes.
Of course. You don't want to spend any time.
Get in, get out. Right. Of course.
You're thinking, what if this tree falls on it? What if a car hits it?
Oh.
All kinds of things that can go wrong. But so the guy's inside.
Can I get out of this foul place?
Yeah, I've never thought I was going to get hit by a car.
You have to go to Port-a-John. It's going to get hit by a car.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, stop using the Port-a-Johns in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, those are for the construction workers.
That is such a ridiculous
thing.
There's
no way you're a real person.
No.
You are a cartoon.
A stampede of cattle could run over me.
I have
imagine on a highway.
highway work site.
Oh, my God.
Rolls up. Hey, fellas, sorry, it's an emergency.
Judge, have you ever had to use a porta potty for a major transaction?
Yes.
It's the worst in the world.
It is. It's not
fun. It's
awful, and I was in there for a very long time.
You had to sit in there for a long time?
I had to, yeah.
You weren't thinking about the possibility of somehow it getting knocked over?
No, I wasn't. I was worried about the girls we were trying to pick up knowing exactly what I was doing. It wasn't one of those things where I could have gone fast enough to where maybe he had a long pee. No.
Were you at a concert or something?
I had like a big, it was a, yeah. Kind of.
Yikes.
Awful. I got nowhere. And then she made fun of my high tops. It was a bad night.
Oh, no.
High tops?
Because it looked like they had freckles.
You wore high tops on a date?
Not a date, but I was wearing high tops apparently a year or two after they were out of fashion.
With your cargo shorts?
High tops and cargo shorts.
Christy, the last part of the story. They had to cut the guy out of the porta potty with a chainsaw.
Right.
I mean, what do they say?
What else would they use?
But how do they not cut the guy to pieces?
I wrote I wrote a joke. Do you guys want to hear?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Man is getting onto a plane, and he's holding a piece of a tool. He's got a cutting tool, if you will.
Yes.
And the stewardess says, "You can't bring that on here." And he goes, "No, no, I'm allowed to." And she said, "Oh, is that your emotional support tool?" And he said, "No, it's my coping saw."
Oh, okay.
Oh, the silence is deafening.
It's kind of a carpentry joke.
Only because Tom's ruined the term coping saw for everyone.
I've used that for years, and it never gets a laugh.
Yeah. I wish I had heard it not get a laugh. I would have known it just wouldn't get a laugh.
You should always watch the opening act.
That's what you get.
The coping saw. You'll get an email from a carpenter out there going, "Thank you so much."
I thought they...
He'll P.S., "I've got a miter box joke for you." Somehow will involve the Pope being locked in.
So you're okay with turning off millions of people as long as you can get through to that carpenter?
Oh, I love it. That's why I love my Fresnel joke. I do whatever. What's her name gets in the news? What's that one?
Sharon
Stone. And that's an old stage crew joke. No one gets.
Didn't they say that they used a coping saw to get this guy out of the Johnny on the Spot or whatever the hell?
It just said a saw. It didn't say a coping.
Chainsaw.
You can't.
Oh, chainsaw.
See, that was my point. Can you imagine you're sitting in a chainsaw and there's the blade of a. You're sitting in. In a porta potty and there's a chainsaw blade coming through the door.
Yeah, it'd be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or grateful that you're getting out.
Once again, for the people just tuning in, Tom doesn't use porta-johns because he's afraid they might get hit by a car.
Yeah.
No, there's one at a construction site I go to on a regular basis. And
there's one at a construction site he goes to on a regular basis.
Some mobster's going to walk out one day and go, "Hey, who's crapping in my..." And you're going to open it up. I hope you like it there, pal. We're burying you in it.
That's not for you. You shouldn't be. Use the toilet.
Can't stand
it. Well, this guy, the poor guy's sitting in there.
Oh my
the tree
gosh.
Falls on him. He's wondering what the hell's going on.
No wonder you're nervous. You're using strange porta. You guys ever get nervous when you're using a porta potty? A couple Teamsters are going to barge in and ask you to get the hell out. No. Well, man,
how far away is the highway?
Guy.
You are so weird.
Yeah.
Sorry. And getting weirder.
God.
Okay, well, we have some mail we have to get to.
All right.
It's my coping saw.
It's a tool, you see.
So much an emotional support.
Mental health.
Helps me cope.
Yeah.
I owe somebody some money.
Emotional support saw. She asked you that.
Coming up, I've got a whole sawzall hunk.
Oh, boy.
My ball peen hammer joke killed.
On a much lighter note.
Okay. Yes.
A group of five men have formed the first plus-sized boy band in China.
Is that right?
Josh, we missed out on this, pal. This could have been us.
With an average weight of 220 pounds.
Well, that's not...
The back fat boys?
Ding, Cass, Husky, Otter, and Mr. 17 make up the band called Produce Pandas.
Come on.
I'm in.
The group rose to fame after making it about halfway through Youth With You, an idol talent competition.
That's right. We did very good.
Remember the Fat Boys? Part of their rap was...
Absolutely.
Right out of breath.
It's amazing. Hosted by one of the largest video platforms in China. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's IQIYI. So
IQIYI.
Kiki-wee.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I heard they changed their name, Christy.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was sort of an American thing. Like, you know, they'd be on 98 degrees.
Right. Uh-huh.
They did 67 degrees. They like to keep it cool because they get very sweaty.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Snack Street Boys.
The one they call...
Oh, there it is.
Okay, this gets... Wait a minute, though. This gets very creepy.
The one they call Cass said in an interview, quote, "The five of us may have not the standard look and shape of a boy band, but we hope to use the term plus-sized band to break the aesthetic stereotypes.
Not just break the stage."
Right. He added, quote, "I feel sorry for the little fresh meat bands whose members must follow a diet to stay slim. I feel great whenever they look on us enviously as we dig in." The band's members are also older than the typical boy band.
This is where this gets creepy.
Wait a minute.
Mr. 17 is how old?
The band's main dancer, the oldest contestant in the competition at age 31.
Yeah.
See? Nicknamed himself 17 after his favorite age.
Oh.
Yeah, see, this is...
Couldn't he have said 19?
Yeah, no joke.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, they're not really a boy band.
No.
The Diabeatles.
They're not a boy band. They're a big boy band.
The Snack Street Boys and the Diabeatles.
Yes.
There we go.
Wow.
Boy.
There's a picture of one of their groupies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, boy. This is in China. What, I guess they probably this One Fat Ho.
Is that her name? Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate for her to be called that.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Tommy.
Hey, I can't help it. I didn't name her.
You didn't name her, Christy.
No, he didn't.
Actually, I have a feeling you quite literally did.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.